Now, the one who protects us all from prattling prognosticators and perfidious pundits.
I say, America, stay out the bushes.
Look for the union label.
And to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
From my cold, dead hands.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
It's time for the Alan Nathan All-Stars, the longest-running, nationally syndicated centrist show in the country. Now, here's your All-Star host.
Well, it's Karen Cataline up to bat this time. Always a pleasure to be here and happy to be among the Alan Nathan All-Stars. As you know, our namesake, whom we lost only about a month or two ago, actually not even 2 months yet, he was famous for saying, we want the Republicans out of our bedrooms, the Democrats out of our wallets, and both out of our First and Second Amendment rights. By the way, you'll want to access, I hope, the podcast, a whole veritable treasure trove of podcasts at MainStreetRadioNetwork.com. That's MainStreetRadioNetwork.com. Well, we're going to welcome our very first guest, award-winning senior investigative reporter for the Epoch Times and host of Crossroads, a news and analysis program on Epoch TV. Such a great news outlet, Epoch Times and Epoch TV. We welcome Joshua Phillip. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, real pleasure being here.
Everybody sees your videos. You are a
thank you.
You are very photogenic, Joshua. It's good to have you along.
Appreciate it. I do my best.
Look at this. I'm making him blush on the radio. Anyway, you know, people who watch, Republicans, conservatives, people who suffered through all the propaganda of January 6th, were cheering about the pipe bomber being found and or at least being charged as a suspect, as the pipe bomber. And yet, just like Rush Limbaugh said, the drive-by media, if they're reporting it at all, most people don't even remember it. What are your thoughts about this? And give us some insight on this pipe bomber story.
Oh, man. Okay. So the guy pleaded guilty. So we can say he did it. We can say he did it. It turns out it's a. Okay. So there are two things that I think will make this significant going forward. The first is, of course, what was the motive? What was the intent, right?
Yeah.
As of now, we're not being given an intent. In the public announcements from the FBI and DOJ, they were very careful on what they revealed. All we know is just, you know, the bare bones of the story. But something that came out in the early reports when there was anonymous sources, you know, and this is just mainstream media reporting it, they said that they were told the man was motivated by an anarchist ideology. And what could that mean? You know, I think when I hear political anarchism, I think Antifa, frankly. Does that mean he was Antifa? I don't know. Maybe he's just actual anarchist, which would explain why he planted bombs at both the DNC and the RNC headquarters. You know, he was going against Republicans and Democrats. So maybe that was it. We will find out. We don't know yet. But that is going to be a big, big thing. The other big thing, and I'd say maybe even bigger, because this goes beyond just one guy being prosecuted, is why was this not investigated properly before? Because what it turns out, the FBI, okay, look, the FBI didn't pull like a Sherlock Holmes move on this, right? The methods they used to catch this guy are basic, like the kind of basic tactics you would use to solve a normal crime. And apparently it's based on evidence that had been available to the FBI since 2021 and 2022. And, you know, essentially what they did was is they were able to track purchases of the parts for the pipe bombs, which, you know, they do to catch terrorists on it all the time or potential terrorists all the time. They were able to track his phone. His phone pinged at both locations. That should have been an immediate easy thing for them to do. Even your local police department does this. That is basic crime solving. And the guy was dumb enough to have his phone with him while he did it, apparently. His phone pinged.
Right.
And they were also able to track his license plate. So why did they not investigate this when they were throwing, like, grandmas in the gulag, you know, solitary confinement for how many years, even just waiting for charges, when they were tracking down everybody who was the capital that day, even going after, for example, credit card companies and credit card purchases,
I was just
going to
mention,
so they could track
Bank
that.
Of America volunteered people's credit card information. Oh, they were in Washington on January 6th, 2021, right?
Yeah. That's right.
You know what just bugs me, along with so many other things, Joshua, is pundits who are afraid to speculate on what might be going on. You know, we're watching the same pattern of behavior over and over and over again. And I think commentators, not journalists like yourself, which, you know, you're trying to do the work the propaganda media won't do by reporting the facts. But commentators are afraid to say that one of two things. Either there were people, Democrats, who had advanced knowledge and maybe were colluding with this. We do not know, but it's fair to ask a question. Otherwise, why would they protect this guy and avoid investigating what was really going on? I mean, you have to really go out of your way to be that incompetent. And most times we've seen that the radical left is not so incompetent. We wish they were maybe more so.
Yeah. Well, you know that's going to be one of the big suspicions, I think, and one of the big tying back into the question of why did they not really investigate this when they had the evidence to do so as early as 2021 and 2020, as we're now being told. I believe that will be part of the criminal investigation. And I think the American people, we need answers on that, because so many people were above and beyond tracked down for everything related to Jan 6. Why not the guy who did the worst thing, which was planting the bombs there?
Including a dog and pony show that went for an entire summer based on absolute fraudulent information. You know, they just don't very often... Juries constantly are looking for method, opportunity, and motive. And somehow we take leave of our senses when it comes to politics, when it's the same thing. Method, opportunity, motive. Who helped them? I mean, as a reporter, I'm shifting gears on you here, but as a reporter, do you think we know all of the facts on the first attempt on Donald Trump's life?
I don't think we do.
No.
I don't think we do. You know, the big question, of course, is will also be outside communication. Were people talking to the guy? Was he put up to it? You know, the things like that we're not getting answers on. So I think we do need that.
Here's another flip side for you, Joshua. It's such a pleasure to ask you all these questions. Is that the opposite happens too sometimes, where conservatives fill in the blanks with conspiracy theories of which there is no evidence. One of the things that just busts my chaps, maybe it's because I'm a Jewish conservative, but it's other things. They attribute the Mossad to the killing, the atrocity of killing Charlie Kirk. And they run with this with not an ounce of information. And while we still want more information from Kash Patel, I cheer on Kash Patel telling us information more than I would the autopenned previous administration's FBI. So why is it that, do you find that in your hard journalism investigations, that conservatives are perfectly willing to fill in the blanks where there are none as well?
It is a problem. So briefly on the allegation, I mean, I've heard everything now. I think the original thing was that Israel killed Charlie Kirk, then Turning Point killed him, then Trump killed him, then Egypt killed him.
Yep.
And then the new one, I guess, is they were all working together to kill him.
Oh, together.
Of course.
Yeah.
I can tell you, like, anybody who's watched my show Crossroads knows that I've never gone into those rumors. And the reason is because if it was true, I wouldn't hesitate to cover it. But there's no evidence. There's no evidence.
None.
And if people want to draw conclusions from, you could say, circumstantial evidence, that I think the argument was is that Turning Point was the allegation. I don't know if it's true or not, but Turning Point was losing Jewish donors. I don't think that's basis to say that they killed him.
Yeah.
You know, every organization is going to have issues behind the scenes. It doesn't mean someone's killed because of it.
You hear that music. God, I wish I could talk to you longer. We have a guest next out, next segment, or we would. How do people find you at your wonderful program, Crossroads, and at the Epoch Times?
Thank you. Well, you can go to epochtv.com, EPOCHTV.com.
Great. The Jesse Waters of Epoch Times. I love it. Take care. Thank you, Joshua Phillip, for joining us. We'll be right back.
Tis the season to shop at Ollie's, America's fastest growing retailer of closeout merchandise and excess inventory, with brand name merchandise at up to 70% off the fancy store prices every day. Here's lifestyle expert Kia Malone.
You got to check out Ollie's this holiday season. Holiday decorations like ornaments, wreaths, stockings, and wrapping paper 100 square feet are priced $279, their price $429. Also, lots of brand name toys like Barbie, Nerf, Hasbro, Mattel, LOL Surprise, and more. Up to 70% off the fancy store price. Hot Wheels, Spiral Speed, Crash Set are priced $29.99. They're priced $49.99. You'll also find Melissa and Doug up to 60% off the fancy stores. Books for readers of all ages up to 80% off the fancy store price. Other gifts like IntelliCook 6-quart stainless steel slow cooker are priced $19.99. They're priced $39.99.
For an Ollie's near you, go to ollies.com. Butterball, the best known and most loved brand of turkey in the U.S., has partnered with renowned ChefCorp brand Headley and Bennett to create the first ever Thanksgiving hosting pants. Butterball turkey talk line expert Corey Gustavik shares more.
Roasting whole turkey isn't something most of us do every day. It can be intimidating and stressful, but the right clothes can make you feel more confident and comfortable in the kitchen. That's why Butterball created the first of their kind Thanksgiving hosting pants. Designed with a fun turkey print in Butterball blue, these pants are sure to give you swagger in the kitchen while keeping all your cooking essentials within arm's reach. With custom pockets for your meat thermometer and phone, loops for your utensils and towels, and a bottle opener to keep the party hydrated, these pants will help you get a leg up in your hosting duties this year. Butterball is giving away for free one final time while supplies last at noon Eastern this Monday, November 17th.
Learn more and claim your pair of hosting pants at ThanksgivingHostingPants.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned, accessible homes and vehicles, and access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
Welcome once again to the Al and Nathan All-Stars. I'm Karen Cataline, pleased and grateful to be among the Nathan All-Stars. Sometimes we just can't talk. We welcome our very next guest, Middle East historian, third-generation printer, screenwriter, and author of The DNA of Democracy and Shadows of the Acropolis, Robert Richard Lyons, joins us right now. Maybe I'll get it together here. Hi, Richard. Good to have you along.
Great to be with you again, Karen.
Well, you know, I got a bit of a kick out of this announcement that Halle Berry from Hollywood, the deep thinkers over there in Hollywood, who said that California Governor Gavin Newsom should not be president. And I thought, is it because he's a phony and a snake and a fraud who kowtows to communists and, I don't know, makes excuses for why he can't take care of the devastating fires in Los Angeles? No, it's because he vetoed the Menopause Care Equity Act. Oh, my. Talk to us about this. And do you think anybody else is going to get on this bandwagon, either with Halle or maybe set her straight that there are really big, important issues with Gavin Newsom?
Well, you never know when things come out of Hollywood, do you?
No.
I don't know about this issue. I just know Gavin's in a hard place when he has to go against someone from Hollywood.
Yeah, really. And not that there's anything wrong with, you know, supporting people with menopause, but I looked it up. I had to look it up. Menopause Care Equity Act is to get the government to pay more for, you know, drugs or whatever. It's like for hundreds of years, women have been dealing with menopause and getting whatever they need support. But this is the reason that Halle thinks Gavin Newsom, I mean, doesn't she live in Hollywood? Does she not care about what happened to Los Angeles at the beginning of this year?
It seems funny. Well, it's odd. The timing is odd, isn't it, Karen?
Yeah.
That this would be brought up when there's so many other pressing issues. And, I think the timing is poor this.
Well, talk to us, if you would, about your book. Is Shadows of the Acropolis was the most recent one, right?
Yeah. Well, no, there's Passages Through the Shadows, which is a series of articles. But I would go back to the first, Karen. This is called the DNA of Democracy series, and the first volume deals with all the elements through history where there were rebellions, so to say, of Moses against the Pharaohs, of the Athenians against the tyrant Isagoras, of Brutus in Rome against a guy called Superbus, Tarquinius Superbus, and then the growth of democracy very slowly in Britain, and all the key elements of all those histories done. I do it in like a narrative vignette. So you have the main story, and then what was the flower that came out of that story, that period. And so I tell the story of King John and his fight against Matilda de Bruise and how he hounded her to death, but she actually became the inspiration of the Magna Carta. Then I put the Magna Carta is an absolute milestone in human history, fostering the rights of individuals and the rights of commerce, right? And the rights of the people and the rights of Parliament began then. And so those are stories that I tell, and then I put them all together in how all these stories came together, and every issue of these times came together in the formation of our Constitution, and how every single element is so important to the Constitution. So in a day like ours, when the Constitution, you know, is viewed by half the country as something they call it living, they it's because they want to kill it.
Yeah. So true. Although I might argue that I don't think it's half the country. I think they want us to think that. I think we're about a 70-30 country. It's just that the 30 or whatever they are incredibly noisy, violent, and ignorant.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make everyone think that everyone agrees with them. But you're exactly – I couldn't agree more that our most beloved and most treasured principles are under attack today. We're watching it happen. I mean, Britain seems to have forgotten anything or everything they ever learned about human freedom.
Now, that's a great statement, because if you look at the stories, the histories of humankind, and the incredible amount of sacrifice and pain that created every one of the foundational principles of our country and those of Britain, it was a painful history. You're talking about thousands of years of people living in oppression under tyranny, where with a word from a king or a queen or a dictator, they could be exiled, they could be executed, they could find a shallow grave where no one would know anything ever happened to them. This is the history of humanity. I call it humanity's common keep. And so the DNA of democracy is everything that's good about our country, and it runs right up, speaking of Halle Berry, to the women's suffragette movement, and how that the Civil War was a crucible of how we had to correct our Constitution to make the promise of the Declaration of Independence true, that all men are created equal. It was a bloodbath, obviously. The women's suffragette movement did it exactly right. They did it through the amendment process, where they gathered momentum throughout all the states under the one amendment that women are equal to, and they have the right to vote. Uh-huh. And so that's where Volume 1 ends, with the greatest promise, with the largest vote in American history, and the reasons why. Now, Volume 2 takes up from Woodrow Wilson's presidency and is a 100-year chronicle of how our country has shifted from its free foundations to becoming more and more socialist, to where we have a Gavin Newsom in California and we have a Mayor Mondami in New York.
Horrifying.
Yes, and all the unconstitutional acts done by Obama's administration. It runs right from Woodrow Wilson through FDR, LBJ, right up to Obama, and how when you have socialism starting to control your government, these are the other aspects of socialism. It's what I call the fang and the claw. Oh. And they start to oppress their opponents. And that was seen in full view of the cameras, though the mainstream media ignored it. It was viewed during Trump's first presidency, and when he lost the presidency in 2020, until he recaptured it in 2024.
We're almost out of time for this segment. You've graciously agreed to stay another segment. I'm so glad. These are huge questions, huge topics. Very quickly, explain the fang and the claw, or we'll have to wait until we come back. Is that like, what do they call
animal.
It? The carrot
bite.
Or the stick?
Yeah,
what?
No. They government is an animal, and it's a predator.
Yeah, we have our marching orders as to what we're going to talk about when we get back with Richard Lyons, Middle East historian, and his fascinating book, The DNA of Democracy. I'm looking at the cover right now on Amazon. We'll be right back on the Alan Nathan All Stars right after this. Don't go away.
I can't wait to tell you about the free crafting events at Michael's. So now through Christmas time, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., there are free, absolutely free workshops at your local Michael's store. You are going to make a beautiful DIY ornament. Look at these wooden ornaments, such high quality. Michael's is going to give you the instructions, the paint, the paintbrushes, everything you need to complete the project. And they're going to feed you while you're at it. There's complimentary sweet treats while you're crafting. There's also make, break, and kids clubs workshops happening on Sundays from 2 to 4 throughout the winter season. If you go to michaels.com/events, I just typed in my zip code, found my store, and I got a full calendar of all the amazing in-store events happening at Michael's this holiday season. As I mentioned, it is fun for the entire family. Head to your Michael's store every Saturday through Christmas time, 1 to 3 p.m. for a free workshop, or go to michaels.com/events to get the full winter calendar.
Holiday season is upon us, and so is holiday travel. Kids are returning home from college, families are gathering, all leading to increased activity on our roadways, which makes it the perfect time to talk about roadway safety and, in particular, distracted driving.
Some of the things that people have told us they do while they're behind the wheel include 80% admit to eating and drinking, more than a third admit to using their smartwatches, 30% are taking videos while they're driving, and some are even actively shopping with their phones while driving. So just let all those statistics sink in. All the more reason for you to focus as much as you can on the road.
IHS has been crash testing vehicles for 30 years so that people can choose cars that offer the best protection. And today's cars are safer than they've ever been. But despite that, traffic fatalities are higher than they were 10 years ago. And risky behavior is a big part of that.
You can find more information at travelersinstitute.org or IIHS.org.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back, everyone, to the Ellen Nathan All-Stars. I'm getting used to saying that. And in memoriam to the wonderful Ellen Nathan, we continue this show in his honor and memory. Richard Lyons stays with us, Middle East historian, third-generation printer, screenwriter, and the author of The DNA of Democracy and Shadows of the Acropolis. Richard, for staying with us and discussing this fascinating topic.
Sure.
Let's continue with the fang and the claw. What is the fang and what is the claw in your estimation?
Well, you have to look at the organic growth of socialism in the country. So with Woodrow Wilson, the power of the states were relinquished to the federal government largely. During FDR, the power move from the People's Assemblies of House and Senate to the administrative state, largely.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
During LBJ, you had the Great Society, where the redistribution begun with the national income tax in 1913 was put into overdrive, so that since 1965, $23 trillion has been redistributed from one population to another to end poverty in our country. The poverty rate in our country in 1965 is identical to what it is today. So this has been the growth of socialism, and the last expression of socialism, when you really know it's controlling the country, that's when you get critical race theory, it's when you get DEI, it's when you get the Green New Deal, where ever more money is going to, you know, constituencies of the Democrat Party, and you cannot object, right? If you object, you're debanked. So that's the fang and claw. It is in the oppression that occurred to Donald Trump, all his family, all of his associates, his business associates, writ large. And it's also in what just happened, Arctic Frost, where yes, our own Republican representatives throughout the government were surveilled by yeah, the opposition party through subpoenas, got through courts, and it manipulated members of our economy, private industries, in this collusion to surveil through telephone companies and others the goings-on of the opposition party. So that is the claw and fang. It's when you have no amount of power is ever enough, Karen.
No.
And it will not be enough for the Democrats until there is no opposition voice.
Mm-hmm.
That is the nature of
socialism.
And
then they start to eat their own.
Yes.
Besides.
For non-orthodoxy.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know what? The Republicans or the opposition has done preciously, in my opinion, a poor, horrible job of making it clear to people that tyranny wrapped in altruism is how they control.
Yeah.
And bribery. You know, a lot of
yes,
people, Republican and Democrat, have sold our country out for what I have often said was a ham sandwich. You know, maybe they want to get reelected.
True. And they make you
it's
feel
horrible.
Guilty. Take a look at what's going on in Minnesota right now.
Yes, exactly.
$1 billion was dumped in that state, and they ripped up the gift package, took all the money, and sent it back to terrorist organizations. Look at yeah, Stacey Abrams. They took $20 yeah, billion dollars out of the EPA and parked it in Citibank
dollars,
until she could pick up $2 billion and yeah, give it to her friends. This is how the Democrats operate. And we should take the blinders off, and we should know it for what it is. And the real tragedy is that in order to do all these things for all these years, they have had to shift this whole country's belief in itself and in its constitution. And that's where you get them saying, well, it's a living document. We can change any part of it.
Yes. Well, not only that, but the really deadly, tactics, so many of their tactics are deadly, are to use the elevation of criminality and the vilification of law-abiding citizens. It's
yep,
like everything is upside down, and they are now they are cartoons of themselves because they're sticking up. And thank God for Donald Trump, the amazing exposer of these
yes,
things,
yes,
in which he shows that they are willing to stick up for terrorists, for criminals, for
yes,
sex traffickers, and
yes,
everyone, and murderers, and they're not even ashamed.
Well, let's take the broader picture in this, if we may. Mm-hmm. So over the Biden administration, more than 20 million unvetted people came into this country and were shipped to sanctuary cities, states, and within those states to sanctuary cities. And what has occurred now is that the mayors and governors are protecting the criminals.
Yes.
From ICE agents whose lives they are threatening. In other words, the administrations of these states and cities are protecting the criminals at the expense of the citizens. And doing, and this is where the next hotspot is, Karen. They can't wait to have a photo moment of a confrontation between people in their cities and ICE. And what they're protecting is the international drug cartels, international human slavery rings.
Unbelievable.
International drugs, international terrorism.
Yeah.
That's what they're protecting. And it's with our tax dollars.
They're hanging us with our own rope. Is that what Khrushchev said?
That's the ultimate point of tyranny through socialism is that they use your money to take away your rights and your property.
Exactly. And it's no accident that Trump is taking them on their territory, in their cities, in standing up for law and order to protect everyday citizens.
Right.
He, again, there's a reason he's taking these on. There's a reason he's taking on these drug boats for the same reason, because he's exposing this issue.
Yeah.
I love at least being able to talk about this with someone who has such a broad understanding through these books and so forth. With our very little time left, there's the last sentence of your book, The DNA of Democracy. This book serves as a how-to contemporary guide on identifying the menace of a tyrant when you see one. What I want to change the question to is, what is successful in doing something about it? Because our tyrants are already here.
Yes, they are. We have to expose them. The media of free thinking persons who believe in the Constitution, believe in free enterprise, believe in individual rights. The media on our side has to get active in explaining why it is so important that we turn this tide of socialism back until it no longer exists in our country.
Yes, so true. And it's a short window, because we know that we have a much freer press with Trump in the Oval than we ever had before.
Thanks to Rush Limbaugh.
We had Otto Penn and those, you couldn't get that message out. Nobody in the media would do it. And now all of a sudden, we have this unbelievable window of opportunity. It's, I can see Donald Trump racing against time to address some of the most enormous issues we've ever seen. It's almost the end of his first year. Any thoughts on what you see? It's a little early.
I really appreciate all he's doing to free the economy and to free it for entrepreneurs, individuals, deregulate, lessen taxes. I can't say enough about how he has rebalanced trade internationally, about how he has rebalanced foreign policy throughout the globe. I have an article coming up called Colossal Strides, and it'll detail all this.
It is just amazing how he's never afraid to tackle the very biggest issues. That there has not been a president, Republican or Democrat, certainly not Democrat, willing to tackle these issues. They just wanted to chip away at the outskirts, or they were colluding with the Democrats.
For decades, the Republican Party was the junior partner of the Democrat Party. For decades.
It's amazing.
Along with that. What's our cut? What's our cut going to be?
It isn't. It isn't. I've had a couple of never-Trumpers who are proponents of, like, the Bushies, and they have not a leg to stand on in their criticism of Donald Trump. Anyway, DNA of Democracy, Shadows of the Acropolis, but by the chance of war, get them all, Richard C. Lyons. Thank you so much. What a fascinating conversation.
Thank you, Karen, for being with us.
Our pleasure. All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll finish this hour with another tremendous guest. Can't wait to talk, to tell you all about him. You are listening to the Alan Nathan All-Stars here on the Main Street Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Steve Radke, president of the Northwestern Mutual Foundation. Every day around the world, over 1,000 children are diagnosed with cancer. At Northwestern Mutual, we've been trying to find better treatments and cures for those cancers, but we also know that a diagnosis can have an incredible emotional and financial impact on an entire family. In fact, studies show that 60% of families lose household income as a result of a cancer diagnosis. So when you couple that with the rising cost of education, this prompted us to create our Childhood Cancer Scholarship Program. Our Childhood Cancer Scholarship Program, now in its eighth year, works by providing college scholarships to those who are affected by childhood cancer, either survivors themselves or of siblings of survivors. To date, we provide over 370 scholarships, totaling more than $3 million to help alleviate some of that financial strain. For more, visit the Northwestern Mutual Foundation website, nmfoundation.com, and we're accepting applications until February 7th.
Hi, I'm Anna D'Souza, lifestyle expert and mom of three, here to share some of this year's top toy brands and trending gift ideas like Lego, Nintendo, Play-Doh, and Gigglescape at even better prices from Target. Creative play is huge this year. The Lego Creator 3-in-1 record player lets kids build three different designs. The Genmi Create Your Own Charm Accessories Kit has more than 200 beads and charms for DIY jewelry making. And the Fujifilm's Instax Mini 12 Stormy Weather gift set is perfect for tweens and teens. And younger kids love the cozy 14-inch Gigglescape Yeti. Target makes holiday shopping easy with thousands of toys under $20. Parents can also save time by using Drive Up, Order Pickup, same-day delivery with Shipt, and free two-day shipping on qualifying orders. With Target's new digital shopping tools, including the AI-powered Target Gift Finder, the Target Deals page, and the Target app in ChatGPT, families can shop confidently all season long. You can find all of these toys at Target stores, on Target.com, or in the Target app.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills. Skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries. From healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today. Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America. Our vets need you.
I'm a quadriplegic. I'm definitely at risk with my diminished lung capacity.
I have MS. I'm in a wheelchair, and I can't leave the house because I have a compromised immune system.
I'm very concerned about, would there be a bed for me? Would there be a ventilator for me? Would I be able to survive something?
It's just heavy. You know, it's a heavy moment.
This is a war. This really is.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
I am so grateful for the PVA. They're making sure that we have all of the food and supplies that we need right now.
We all got to help each other right now. We can't get through this by ourselves.
It's with profound gratitude that you're going to be saving our lives.
To find out how you can help, please go to helppva.org. That's H-E-L-P-P-V-A.
PVA.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Alan Nathan Show. Yes, I think we have a different guest than what I was preparing for. David Canceo. All right. Yes, very good. I am sorry. We just had a little mind burp there for a moment. With his father, a Cuban immigrant and a 40-year practicing attorney, he co-authored Gabriel Locke, Bound by Law. David Canceo joins us right now on the Alan Nathan Show. Hi, David. Good to have you along. Sorry about that.
Hi, Karen. It's good to be here. Thank you so much. How are you?
Good to have you. Getting better.
Thank you.
Now that you're there. You wrote a book having to do with white immigrants. I mean, it's hard to argue with this, but you wrote a book about why immigrants keep getting priority over Americans. I mean, it's obvious. We see it in Minneapolis and everywhere else. Even during COVID, we saw that. Is that part of the point of your book there?
Actually, so what we really wrote about was probably, if anything, more for why immigrants should be proud to be part of the United States. But I do agree with what you said about how many of these immigrants are getting priority over Americans. And I think that the reasons behind that, as you and I would imagine, is that the Democrat Party, more than anything, is losing their base. So they're flocking to wherever they think they can get votes and maintain their power. And that's why we have so many issues as it is. The novel itself is about the son of a Spanish mother and an American father. He practices law bilingually in Miami, which was very typical of the 80s. And all of his clients, more than anything, reflect a willingness to come to the United States because they were running away from, communist and just dictatorships and all kinds of different states that they were coming from. So authoritarian and communist states that they were coming from. And that's why we wanted to show this, a reason why immigrants should be proud to be part of the United States and why, a lot of these absolutely insane white liberals would come to realize why the United States is such a great nation.
Well, yeah, except that what we've seen is the opposite, which is that even with immigrants, the left prioritizes people from the very worst countries. I remember when they wouldn't take Cuban immigrants because Cubans were anti-communist. They much preferred to take people from countries that were used to living under communism so they could overwhelm our system and bring about communism in this country with a permanent underclass. Am I wrong?
Yes. No, you're absolutely correct in the sense that, they were looking for people to create a permanent underclass, and many Cubans, as you can imagine, they were leaving communism. They wanted to come here and be industrious and work for the American dream. And that's part of the reason why Miami became what it became, because when the Cubans came with nothing, they helped build it up. But you're absolutely right. I mean, we are importing the third world and, may he rest in peace. But Charlie Kirk, I think, said it best. If you import the third world, you're going to get the third world. And that's really what's happening. No one has a problem with immigration, in terms of people wanting to come here and have a better life. The problem is that there is immigration without assimilation. And these people are basically trying to turn this nation into microcosms of what they had in their previous nations. And, I can't even begin to get started on how many representatives and certain members of our government are more interested in their own agendas than they are in the country.
Well, and the upshot is that the left that has been consistently pro open borders are importing, they have a tendency to use people as human weapons, I don't think they care about the immigrants that they claim to care so much about, just like they don't care about trans or any of these other things. They're simply useful idiots for an agenda that terrorizes Americans. I mean, who thinks now, after watching 20 million plus illegals come to this country under the Otto Penn administration, that the problems we're seeing with Islamist terrorists who are now running for office didn't come about from the in constant growth of Muslims through the southern, well, and the northern border, who were unvetted. They were completely unvetted. The guy who killed a National Guard person and seriously injured another one in Washington. This is happening now, and we're watching it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know 100%, but you know, obviously, when the United States was in Afghanistan and was in Iraq, you know, there were certain agreements in place to be able to get some of those people out, given the fact that, you know, they had aided the United States military or had aided American causes. So we don't know, you know, at least I don't know 100% if this individual was one of those people that had gotten an agreement, wasn't properly vetted, or just had, you know, a mental breakdown. You'll have to correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. But even then, right, let's take that aside. You have people who are fundamentally incapable of adapting to American culture and society. You know, and just an aside, when you said that people are basically used as human weapons, you know, when the Ayatollah took over in Iran, right, which Tehran was considered the Paris of the Middle East, you know, it was this beautiful city.
It sure
and
was.
The Ayatollah take over, and the first thing they did was they publicly executed 30,000 people that had basically helped them get into power. And recently I had listened to an interview where this gentleman who, you know, he basically had grown up in Britain and then moved back to the Middle East. And he said, you know, when I lived in Britain, I always voted for the leftists. He said, you know, I'm a Muslim man. You know, I was a young guy. I always voted for leftists because the conservatives were principled people. And when you're dealing with somebody who's principled, you're dealing with somebody with a strong foundation.
Yep.
And what's interesting was that, you know, if we look at our society, we do have a Christian government in the way that it was set up, but we don't have a Christian people.
Yeah, I'm so sorry we have to leave it there. How do people get your book, Why Immigrants Keep Getting Priority Over Americans? That's the title.
So the title of the book is Gabriel Locke, Bound by Law. So this is it's actually a legal drama series in Miami from the 1980s. So I think you would enjoy it, and I'd be happy to send it out there. But but the book is not about why immigrants are getting priority.
It's a novel.
40 years before.
Okay. Thank you so much, David. We'll have you on, and we'll be right back after this.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. So please, consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-719-0433 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.